Hi, are you calling to close your account today?
I'm calling to see what the charge was.
Okay, can you provide me with an email address we would have on file, please?
It's Gumby119 at yahoo.com. I'm trying to figure out who this is that charged me at $28.95.
Okay, yes, sir, and I'll be glad to help you with that since I have an account located. You said 119 at yahoo.com.
Gumby119 at yahoo.com.
Okay, let me do this because I think I don't think I'm hearing you clearly. Can you spell that for me, please?
Gumby119 at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was spelling that wrong. Let's see. And your name, please.
David Monroe.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so taking a look, I am seeing that it looks like you have the $28.95 volume discount package. It is showing this account was created through CarHistory.online. Now, were you wanting to go ahead and cancel to prevent future billings?
Okay, what is this for now?
Okay, so the service was signed up through CarHistory.online. It is showing at sign up there was a charge of $1. That was a deposit for our $28.95 volume discount package. So with that service, it gives you access to 30 reports for the month, and it is each month for up to 2 years.
I don't remember doing this.
Let me look. I'm going to see. Come back.
So I would like to close this. I don't remember. I have a Carfax account, but I don't remember doing this.
Okay, so let's see here. All right, so I'm getting the account closed and see if I can see what was looked up. Yeah, it's not allowing me to see what was looked up, but it shows that there was a VIN search that was done. So that would be like where you put in a VIN number to a vehicle and do the search for the vehicle. All right, so let's see. All right, so what I've done, I have gone ahead and closed the account. That is canceling all future charges. The email address that you provided is the email that we have on file. So there would be a confirmation email sent there showing that that was done for you today.
Okay. Do you know what vehicle was looked up?
Yes, sir. That's all I'm saying. It's not allowing me to look to see what vehicle it is. It's just showing me that there was a vehicle search that was done.
Okay. Was this for like an insurance company? Are you like Carfax or?
It's similar to Carfax, yes. It's where you put in the VIN number to a vehicle, and it's going to provide you with service history on the vehicle, if there's any damage to the vehicle. A lot of times people do these when they're looking to purchase a vehicle. Sometimes they do it on their own vehicles for various reasons. Sometimes when they're trying to sell the vehicle, something like that.
All right. No, I was just I you know like I said, I was just curious as to who what this charge was there, because I look at my account every week and I wasn't sure. So this is just basically like just it's like a vehicle history report for a vehicle purchase.
That is
Okay.
correct.
Just go ahead and cancel that.
Yes, sir. Okay, so that has been canceled. Was there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
Nope. Just who is who's is this company that does this?
I guess I'm not clear what you're asking. Are you asking my name?
No. Who, what company am I talking to, I guess?
Carhistory.online.
Carhistory.online. Okay. All right.
All right. If there's nothing else I can help with, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if there's nothing else I can hit with, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call.
History,
okay, disconnecting due to no response. Disconnecting due to no response.